How's it going, Jamaris?
How you doing, man?
What kind of a leader is Case Keenum so far, a couple weeks into OTAs? What have you seen from him from a leadership standpoint?
The first thing was he take control of everything, you know, not just offense, just, you know, the whole group, offense, defense, special teams and all. Take control of the huddle. You know, I noticed, you know, we was in the huddle one day, and I was like, wait, we missed it. He was like, hold on, I got this. And I was like, okay. And stuff like that. So, you know, it's good to have him around. We still, you know, working to get that connection going.
Does it feel different when you have a guy, like there's no looking over the shoulder, there's no scorecard of practice? Does it feel different in an offense where you know he's the guy?
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about going getting reps with multiple guys. You know, your focus is to get reps with, you know, Case and only Case and to build that connection. And so far, so good. I think it helps energize the whole team, you know, from defensive side of the ball and, you know, special teams and the whole, you know, whole squad.
Have you worked with new quarterbacks before? Does that help you with this transition to create that chemistry quicker?
So I done worked with about 8 quarterbacks since I've been here. But like I was saying, it's always good to have that one guy. And, you know, we'll be able to work with each other, you know, after OTA is over with, you know, we'll go to Houston, we're going to work together. So, you know, that's big for us.
The team had a lot of young receivers, Deshaun and Cortland. What have you seen from them initially?
You know, those first thing I saw, those guys, you know, they smart. You know, they go, they know their stuff, and they know the game. You know, all the talent in the world. You know, and we're just trying to get them better and better every day.
DT, who's making the trip to Houston?
Who making the trip to Houston?
Yeah. So
it's going to be the receivers, quarterbacks, and hopefully we get some tight ends and running backs as well. You know, Case and Emmanuel out in Houston, so we're trying to figure out what we're going to throw at this summer.
You had a big day today, look like.
I wouldn't say big, you know, but it was decent. You know, still got stuff to work on. Finally got a connection on the deep ball, which is, you know, that's big for us.
Do you feel any different? Talk about how you are, your body, how you feel this year compared to the last couple.
Well, physically, I can't say I done felt my best since I've been in the league. You know, I've been dealing with the hip problems my whole career. Now, you know, it really don't bother me no more. So physically, I feel the best, and mentally as well. You know, I'm all, you know, love and ready, you know, ready to keep moving, you know, ready to get back in the playoffs of things, get back to the championship.
You leaned out last year with the vegan diet. Are you staying that way, or did you like where you were?
Tell me what I look like.
You look thinner.
Well, I'm actually like 220. I'm actually more than I was last year. Yeah.
So are you going to play a little bigger than last year?
Yes, sir.
You staying on the diet or?
What diet?
The vegan.
I don't know what diet you're talking about.
Okay. Anything else?
What do you see from these young guys? You talked about their intelligence physically. How much further along are these guys coming into the league than maybe even you and Emmanuel were when you guys were coming into the league?
Well, if I had to, you know, say from my first year, you know, I can't really, you know, go off of what, you know, they've been doing, because, like, I feel like you can throw Cortland in right now, throw Hamilton in, throw a couple more guys in right now and, you know, make plays for us. Me coming in as a rookie, I was injured a little. It was hard learning the playbook, and, you know, it was difficult because I had to go up against, of course, Champ every day. They have to go up against Chris and, you know, the rest of the guys. So, you know, from what I done saw so far, you know, they listen and, you know, learn what the coaches say, what me and Emmanuel was telling them, and they picking it up quick. So, you know, it only get better and better from there.
What's it like going against the secondary now without the
feedback there? Shit, they still good. They didn't put no slaps yet. Everybody's been, you know, it's always been competing since day one.
You went to the Super Bowl where offense carried the team, and then you went to a Super Bowl where the defense was talking about how they carried it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think? Is there a different attitude between offense, defense this year, do you think?
I think so. It's kind of different, especially on the offensive side. You know, we still kind of hear, you know, defense is, you know, what wins championship, and probably most of you might be right, but we ain't trying to go into games where we just scoring 21 points, 24 points. We're trying to score 35 or more to, you know, give our defense a big help. So we're trying to balance it out, you know, 40-40, put 20 on the special teams.
What is your motivation at this point? You've won rings. You're going to be a ring of fame with your stats. What motivates you at this point?
Win another championship. That's it. You know, I feel like I'm a team player. I don't always talk about myself and my goals, but, you know, I always want to be the best at what I do. So, you know, go out and have a better year than what I did. I want to get back in over 1,000, 1,200 yards, stay healthy the whole season, you know, and do whatever I got to do to help my squad.
You just mentioned those numbers, 1,000, 1,200. Do you have a personal goal set in mind that you want to surpass?
I ain't got a personal goal. It's just going out and doing what I got to do and taking advantage of my chances. Every ball come my way, try my best to catch it and bring it down to help my squad out.
All right, thanks, Demaryius.
Thanks,
baby.